Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Thank you guys for being with us here today on this wonderful Monday afternoon. Oh man, we've hit a lot already, dude. I mean, there's so much happening. Great to catch up with David Roddy. If you missed any portion of that, we will have that available via podcast for you at theholeshow.com or 1310kfka.com. So as always, we love to get those shows out immediately following anytime we're on the air. Our podcasts are always available there for you too, including this segment that we do because the NFL, we do its king. We never take a day off from the National Football League. And so, Jades, we must get to today in the NFL. These are just not good stories to have to hit. I mean, I'm ready for the season where we can talk more about, you know, the X's and O's and all of that stuff into the season and such. But unfortunately, this is where we are. We do have to talk about these stories. Deshaun Watson, again, in the news. I mean, last week was number 23. Now it's 24. ESPN reports this morning that another woman has filed a civil lawsuit against Deshaun Watson, raising the number of women who have accused the now Cleveland Browns quarterback of inappropriate sexual conduct during massage sessions to 24. The lawsuit alleges that the plaintiff massaged Watson twice. The first session, the lawsuit says, was cut short because Watson had to leave abruptly after taking a phone call. The lawsuit says Watson scheduled a second massage a few days later when the woman alleges that Watson exposed himself and masturbated and offered no apology or explanation for his conduct. The lawsuit says the plaintiff shortly thereafter quit massage therapy. The attorney for all 24 plaintiffs, Tony Busby, said this in a statement. Today we filed the 24th case alleging sexual misconduct against Deshaun Watson. The allegations made in this new case are strikingly similar to those made by many of the other victims. Lost in the media frenzy surrounding Deshaun Watson is that there are 24 strong, courageous women who, despite ridicule, legal shenanigans, and intense media scrutiny, continue to stand firm for what is right. I mean, we've talked about this story a lot, and it's just getting more bizarre and obviously terrible. Rusty Hardin, who's Watson's lawyer, was on a Houston radio station last week, and here's what he said. He was talking about everything. He was talking about the lawsuits, and he said, quote, actually, this is what Busby is quoting what Hardin said. Quote, Watson's lawyer claims that happy endings are common in massage therapy, and short of paying extra for it, such conduct is not a crime, the lawsuit reads. On Friday, during an interview, it was with Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Hardin did in fact say happy endings are not illegal. Hardin has said that Watson engaged only in consensual sex and only on three occasions. Hardin sent out a statement later in the day attempting to clarify his radio remarks. He said, on a Houston radio show interview today, I mentioned that a massage that has a happy ending is not illegal, meaning that it is not illegal for someone to have consensual sex with a therapist after a massage unless the sex is for pay. Deshaun did not pay anyone for sex. Hardin said via the statement, quote, I was speaking in a hypothetical situation. If there is a consensual sexual encounter after a massage, that is not a crime nor the basis for a civil lawsuit. Well, and again, radio conversations, a lot of things can be said in a radio conversation. You can take bits and pieces out of all of it to kind of make it go exactly where you want it to go. But the fact is, he shouldn't be saying anything like this at this point in time. I guess my brain goes like to the two extremes here. It's like, wow, there's 24, so it must be true. Or, wow, isn't 24 like an over-the-top bizarre number? So is this all just people coming together? And I mean, again, we've all thought it. I'm not trying to be a jerk or a sexist pig or whatever. But in the back of your head, you're going, wow, 24 number, 24? This can't be possible. Deshaun Watson's going to that many different masseuses and stuff and doing this? Wow. Boy, and you've got to, this is why you advise teams to stay away from the whole Deshaun Watson thing. Because you don't know what the future holds. You don't know what he's going to be, what the ultimate ending result's going to be with this situation. And the fact that it's still ongoing and seems to be very far from being done, this is why you back away and just stay the course with what you have in Baker Mayfield.
I'm just kind of surprised that no authority in the NFL has made a comment about it, that I know of, at least.
I don't know. I don't know if Roger Goodell said anything about it. I'm sure he has. I think last year things were maybe said, but you know, as far as now, Roger Goodell did say he thinks the NFL is nearing the end of its investigation, but couldn't give a timeline for when a ruling might be made. The NFL is investigating whether he violated its code of conduct and interviewed the quarterback in person last month as part of its investigation. At the league's spring meeting, Commissioner Roger Goodell said he thinks the NFL is nearing the end of this. Doesn't seem like it. Well, maybe they're ending their investigation. They have to do their own little side project, right? Their side investigation. It's trust me, this is a tough story to deal with. And every, you know, there for a while it went from like 5 to 10 to 11 to 12 to 13 to 19 and then slowed down for a while, and then we jumped back up to 23 last week, now to 24. I don't think this thing's ending anytime soon. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris Brady, I think the Walton Cronky regimen will build the greatest sports complex out by DIA. Plus, they will probably ask for community support, or there might be a move. The rich have it, and there is a reason. Talking about Walton, how about that? We heard that it was done this morning. Bleacher Report, Forbes coming out. But we've since calmed the storm a bit on the ownership situation for the Broncos. According to the Denver Post, four groups expected to submit second-round bids to purchase franchise. They'll reach a critical stage today. So this afternoon, we're going to know a lot more. Maybe as we're talking here, four groups are expected to submit second round bids to purchase the franchise, a source confirmed. Over the past month, representatives from the groups have traveled to Denver area to meet with the Broncos execs and tour the team's facilities and in Power Field at Mile High. Forbes reported this morning that bankers believe Rob Walton will have the winning bid of $4.5 billion. Although it's complete speculation and projection. So that's what we got from Bleacher Report and Forbes this morning, was that it was done, but it is speculation because we said it was highest bidder. Well, what we know is that would be the highest bid coming in. A source did say in May that once a second round of proposals are submitted, it is possible a new owner would be selected or two groups would advance to a next round. My gosh, let's get this thing done. I'm tired of talking about the Broncos ownership situation. We're around that $4.5 billion, which is why when we said $4.5 billion, it was like, okay, if Walton has the 4.5 and his group has the 4.5, it's going to be done. The Broncos on sale for the first time since Pat Bowlen bought the team in 1984 are expected to command $4 billion. The current record for an NFL team is $2.2 billion, and that was for the Carolina Panthers. The four groups are headed, of course, by Walton, and then Josh Harris, Matt Ishibia, and Josh Feliciano, a source confirmed. Walton is 77 years old. He has an estimated worth of $62 billion. That is nothing for him to throw in at this. He's number 18 in the world, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Do you read that often, Jades? The Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Seems like a publication that might be worth checking out.
Yeah, usually on Sunday mornings while I'm sipping my tea with my pinky up.
That's about right, huh? What to know about Rob? What to know about Mr. Walton? He graduated from Arkansas in 1966, Columbia Law School in 69. He joined Connor and Winters, the Tulsa, Oklahoma-based law firm that represented Walmart. He joined the family business in 1978 and was named vice chairman 4 years later. In 1992, he was named chairman of the board of directors after his father's death. He is related, little note, as we know now, some of you don't know this one, but he's related to Stan Kroenke, owner of the Avs and the Nuggets, Rapids, Rams, through marriage. Kroenke's wife, Ann, is Walton's cousin. So we're going to have a rich family of owners in Colorado. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. And then there's also speculation that maybe Peyton Manning is still going to be involved with one of the owner. Whoever takes this thing over might still be involved in the ownership group. Might be a piece to that puzzle, which I think a lot of Broncos fans would like to see Peyton Manning stay involved. More Peyton Manning is a good thing. 16 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's discuss the Nuggets. Let's discuss current ownership going on. Have the Kroenkes done enough? Did they do enough to keep Tim Connelly? Have they done enough in this whole altitude deal? What are your thoughts on this and how this has gone down? First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question is, will the Nuggets win a championship while Nikola Jokic is on the roster? Josh Kroenke says it's championship or bust next season. What does that mean? What happens when you bust? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show. Powered by PD Synergy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after 1 o'clock, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Man, here, I'll tell you what, here's a list of specialties just that you should know about from the folks, from the physicians over at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Foot and ankle, hand and upper extremity, pediatric orthopedic, shoulder, spine, hip, knee, joint replacement, sports medicine and concussion, trauma and fractures. They do it all. They have a specialty in every single major area that could be ailing you. They have over 40 specialists providing care across six medical campuses: Fort Collins, Loveland, Greeley, Longmont, Lafayette, and Westminster. Check them out online at orthohealth.com. That's orthohealth.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. It was a strange press conference from Kroenke. You don't hear from him a lot, from Josh Kroenke, that is. You know, he talked about Calvin Booth. Obviously, that's going to go without saying. He gives him a ringing endorsement, right? What's he going to do? What's he going to do? Come on and not say great things about him? He was asked, we had the audio for it, but it was really low. I mean, we were listening via Zoom and all that stuff, and it was just really, really low. I had to crank it up on my computer, but even then, you had to be, like, right next to the speaker. So we don't, unfortunately, have those clips for you. But he talked about, like he kind of walked around some interesting topics. Like Tim Connelly, like, why didn't you sign Tim Connelly or extend him a while back? Why didn't you, you know, when Washington was there, why'd you put out an opt-out clause? All this other thing. He even talked about it. Kroenke, like, admitted. He said, hey, he'd messed up when he included an opt-out in Conley's contract after his third season. He also conceded that after the Wizards tried to poach Connelly in 19,
you know, obviously Conley stayed in Denver. He bypassed the chance to oversee the team that was closest to his Baltimore roots. That was a heck of an opportunity we thought Conley might take for less money. It was less money. And Kroenke said, yes, we didn't give him as much original money as what the Wizards were prepared to do, but we had a bunch of goals and things like that that we set up for him that were going to be achievable for him. Well, I mean, so he was taking less in that job. And if you're Conley, you're like, okay, I did it this time, but I can't do it again. And plus equity. Equity was the word that Josh Kroenke didn't really want to hear. He kept saying, oh, that word's been thrown out a lot. I don't know. It's none of my business what Minnesota was offering. I mean, it is. You don't have to offer it. It's just, it's still your business. You should know what teams are offering. But neither here nor there. I understand. And then he's like, yeah, I'm not going to talk about what Conley and I talked about behind closed doors. But yes, the word equity has been thrown out a lot. So, I mean, was he ever prepared to offer some kind of equity? Which I side with the Kroenkes on this. If that's not where you're going with it, great. You bought the team. You own the team. You don't have to offer equity of the team to a GM guy or a VP or a president, whatever. I mean, if you want to, great. And maybe if they proved that they were that great, that undeniably good. But the fact is, the Nuggets have had three executives now running teams in Toronto, Chicago, and now Minnesota. There are three of their guys are now out running teams. So maybe Josh Kroenke knows what he's doing. He said the term equity had been floated to him in regards to Conley's negotiation. He was asked specifically what had been relayed to him. He said, I got to choose my words carefully. He said, I didn't know what the Timberwolves offered. He said they offered, he actually brought up phantom equity, which I don't know what that meant. Maybe a bonus scheme. I'm not sure. That's what the Denver Post outlined this morning or yesterday morning. So did the Nuggets fail by not getting this done with Conley? No. I don't think so at all. I think Minnesota came in desperate for a Tim Conley-like figure and were willing to give him what a lot of teams are not willing to give, and that's ownership stake. And I don't fault the Kroenkes for not doing that. We'll see what Calvin Booth's made of. I can't tell you whether he's going to be good or bad. He's been learning under Tim Conley for the last couple of years now. So, that's got to be a good thing. The Nuggets and the Avs have been the opposite of the Rockies. They've been the same in the Rockies in the fact that they like to kind of go churn out the same guys within the organization. But it's worked for the Kroenkes. It obviously has not worked for Monfort. What did he call it? What did Josh Kroenke call it? Like interchanging teeth, like in a shark? I was like, that's how we view our management, is like the teeth of a shark, where it's like you lose one and they kind of shift up. And I don't know enough about sharks, but apparently that was where Kroenke was going. I liked it. Shark Week's coming up, Jade. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. He was also asked a lot about the altitude stuff at the beginning. I thought he danced around all of that. I don't have all the details. I was knee-deep in this altitude stuff a couple years ago. I got tired of it on both sides. I'm tired of it. But I think at the end of the day, I mean, who needs altitude more? Comcast and Dish or altitude? Who needs altitude TV more? I'm an altitude TV fan. But at the end of the day, I just look at the negotiations and it's like, you're the owner of a team, of several teams. I do happen to think that this is the one business where I don't like to use the word you owe it to, because a lot of people like to throw, you own a big business, you're a millionaire, you owe it to the community to give back. No, you don't. Be great. Be nice. It's probably what deep down your moral compass should force you to do. But no, you don't owe it to anybody. When you own a sports team, I do think it changes. I think you take on a bigger responsibility to fans. And you owe it to the fan base to do right by your fan base. Now, obviously, ownership fails at this every day. Prices are ridiculous at these places. I get it, though. Capitalism. I'm fine. Whatever. You sell at the crowd, and if people are still buying beers, there's no reason to lower the price on a beer if you're still selling beer.
So if you're bitching about it, tell all your friends to stop buying beers because they're not going to lower the price until you stop buying beers. That's how it works. Ownership does fail. But in this case, you're not even giving us the simple pleasure of watching from the comfort of our home with a $5 beer, except for if you own DirecTV. And I think that he danced around it nonstop, and he was asked about the youth of the state not growing up watching the Avs and the Nuggets in a time when you have a 2-time MVP and at least a Stanley Cup finalist coming up here. That you're robbing these fans. And the Altitude will argue that it's ridiculous dealings on Comcast's side. Comcast doesn't even really argue. They just say, dude, do you want it or not? This is the product. Do you want it or not? And if the answer is, yeah, we're not willing to spend whatever. I mean, the negotiations, I know like DirecTV came in and offered up something a little bit more than what Comcast and Dish did, I think. Like I said, dude, I was knee-deep in this thing. I guess where I am now, I'm kind of just like, dude, fans, do you expect anything to change? No, right? So you should probably get out of your Comcast agreement and go to, I'm not like trying to promote one or the other, but you should probably just go get DirecTV. I have it and it's phenomenal. Worked for me. People think you're siding with the Cronkies when you say that, by the way. No, I'm just saying, dude, it is what it is. Life ain't fair. This ain't fair, folks. You can do one thing about it. The only thing you can do about it is cancel what you have right now and go to DirecTV. Does it make the Cronkies right? Does it make the Cronkies win? No. Maybe they win, but it doesn't make them right. I do think the Cronkies are the ones that should be the ones to meet in the middle. They're not going to on this. I think they've done a lot of things right with their teams, obviously. They're winning Super Bowls. They're going to Stanley Cup Finals. They're putting together perennial playoff teams. Obviously, they've done something right. They've done a lot more right than Dick Monfort. Don't talk to me about bad ownership until you want to talk about Dick Monfort in the state of Colorado. The Cronkies have actually been pretty good. This Comcast deal is terrible, though, because the number one thing you need as a fan is what? Access. Not wins, not losses, not memorabilia, not cheap beers. You need access to your team. Meaning I can't spend $300 to go to a game. I need access by paying my $20 to $30 to $40, whatever it is a month, for my networks so I can watch Altitude TV. Holyoke says, it seemed like Conley and Malone were pretty tight, but I could be way off on that. Does Conley's exit put Malone in the hot seat for this year? Who's got more pressure, Coach Malone or Murray/MPJ to rise up? Malone. I think Malone at this point. I think Murray and MPJ, if you're talking about this year, they're going to ride that injury train for a while. Klay Thompson rode it until about 10 games left in the season or 20 games. Why do you think Klay Thompson is still in late games? Because they still want to keep working out the kinks with him. He's going to have his moments where you're like, holy crap, that's the old Klay. And then you're going to have moments where it's like, hey, he's just kind of a good player. They're trying to work him in more and more so he can get back to old Klay on a consistent basis. I think Murray and MPJ are going to have that injury excuse, for better or worse, next season. Malone doesn't have an excuse. Get the best out of Michael Porter Jr. We signed you a three-point shooter. Design plays better for him. Work him up in practice. Get him more aggressive. Make Jamal Murray a better player. I'm not a huge Steve Kerr fan. Not a huge one. But I think it's lazy talk to say, well, Steve Kerr has Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Dude, I've seen those guys play out of control and reckless. I've seen those guys think they're too good and they just screw around. I saw it in game one in the fourth quarter against Boston. Steve Kerr is a good coach. He knows how to get the best out of his guys. He knows where to put them. He knows how to start. Draymond Green's position has evolved over the last 5 years, even. He was more of a scorer 5 years ago. And that's also a testament to Draymond Green. But what I'm saying is Malone's got to demand Aaron Gordon become the physical player that he wants to be down low. You can't have Aaron Gordon at the end of the season going, oh, I've learned my lesson. I need to be more of a physical player down low. I need to stop relying on the three-point shot.
Malone's got to hammer that message. Jamal Murray, I need you to be a rebounding point guard. What do you hear Murray say the next time out? Well, you know, six rebounds, I'll be trying and stuff, but, you know, that's... I don't remember the response, but it was something along the lines of, yeah, okay, I mean, that's not really my responsibility, but if I get six rebounds, neat. No, that's what I'm expecting of you. Because you're more of a physical, athletic point guard than most. So I need more. So, I do think that you have to find a way. I mean, you have to find a way to get, you're saying championship or bust. I don't think it's championship or bust. I think it's Western Conference Finals or bust. But if you're saying bust, then you better be prepared to bust. So Holyoke, your question as far as who's feeling the most pressure, all three of those guys. Because Joker, which by the way, Kroenke did throw in the conference, hey, we got a big trip planned for Serbia coming up soon so we can get that massive contract signed. Keep throwing it around, great. You got him, but do right by him. Do right by the fans. Those three guys that you mentioned, Holyoke, Malone, Jamal, and MPJ, we already know what Joker's given us. Those guys will determine the next step for Denver. And if it's championship or bust, Calvin Booth had better be ready to move on from A, B, or C. Malone, Murray, and Porter. If not, they're just empty words. Noob says radio is free. I will listen to the games. Radio is free. Which is why we ask you to support our advertisers. Jade's radio is 100% free, unlike any medium. We put together podcasts and content on a daily basis, but that is because of the sponsors that make this thing go, like our good friends over at Cables Pub and Grill, brand new sponsor of the show. Love Cables. They are a huge supporter of all things local. I know they're big time UNC Bears fans. They do so many local things in the area. They've been around forever since what, 1972. That means you're doing something right, man. Dude, restaurants churning out left and right up here in Northern Colorado, and Cables is still around. Locally owned and operated since 1972. Stop by for what is Famous Monday, Jade's all-you-can-eat spaghetti for just $5.95. Doesn't get much better than that. Delicious spaghetti at Cables Pub and Grill. Maybe a great place to watch the Colorado Avalanche tonight. 36 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. Jades, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
.140 the time. Welcome back to the show. Shout out to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. They're the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. Live well, plan ahead. You can give Scott, Robin, or a member of their wonderful staff a call today and talk to them about pre-planning. It really is an amazing gift. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Again, they're the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. 970-330-6824. Their website is MosierFuneralService.com. That's Mosier, M-O-S-E-R, FuneralService.com. How many more championships is it going to take for Golden State to perhaps replace the Patriots as the team, the best team since 2000? The best dynasty? I mean, it's interesting with the Warriors, you know. You kind of wonder, okay, Klay goes down, Steph goes down, there's injuries here. Are they going to start? Is this dynasty idea going to start to go away? Well, they've been to so many championships. I mean, look at this. 2015. I mean, if you want to even go back further, you know, obviously they had the one stint in the early 2000s where they were decent. They had one year, I think, where they were all right. But then when they recharged and they got the Steph Curry thing, they went to and won their first championship in 2015 with Steve Kerr. They went to the next one and lost to Cleveland. Then they win two more in a row. Then they went to the next one. I mean, they've been in the championship from 2015. They were there every year between 2019. And then the bubble happened. Well, Klay Thompson's injury began, which proved how important he was to this team. And then it was Phoenix and Milwaukee last year, and now Golden State back again. You look at the great dynasties that we've had since the 2000s, obviously, you look at the Patriots, the Spurs and the Warriors in the NBA, the Lakers, certainly in that mix. And again, this is just in the 2000s, but you have the Lakers who won in 2000, 2001, and 2002. Then they won it 2009 and 2010. And then obviously they won it with Doc Rivers. LeBron James. Wow. Okay. The Lakers have got to be the favorite as far as the 2000s, the dynasty. They're right there. The Patriots are certainly there in football. It takes, you know, there's not as much parity in the NBA. So I think it's easier to look at the Patriots and go what they did was harder to accomplish than what the Lakers and the Spurs did. Spurs are in the mix too, but they did have one title that was outside of 2000. So it was 1999. But now you have the Warriors threatening here. And they've got three titles, but they've been to so many championships in a row. That's the other thing that's crazy. Like, if you look at the Lakers in those Kobe days, they won three in a row. And then they made it in 2004, but lost to Detroit. And then you didn't hear from the Lakers for three or four years. And then they won two more. And then you really didn't hear from the Lakers. That was it. You didn't hear from the Lakers really much at all after 2010. And then finally 2020, they get into the bubble and win that thing. Golden State, look what they did. I mean, again, 2015, they win it. 2016, they lose, but they go to the finals. 2017, they win it. 2018, they win it. 2019, they lose, but go to the finals. And now 2022, they're in. And as for the Spurs, they won it in 1999. Then in 2005, then in 2007, then you didn't hear from them until 7 years later. They won it in 2014. But the Warriors, yeah, I could totally see them making a real run at being this amazing, unchallenged dynasty. But you do have a lot of work to go still. You got to win this one, which I think they will. I mean, against Boston, Golden State's a better team. They've lost one quarter, really. I mean, if you want to think about it that way. I don't have the exact box score in front of me. They might have lost the first quarter yesterday. I don't remember. It was close. I think they actually won it by one. I think they won the second quarter by one. But, I mean, that fourth quarter, they just gave up that giant lead to Boston. They were running the show. Don't take the pedal off. I actually thought Steph Curry might play the remainder of the first, like, 5 minutes of the fourth just to make sure you put him away. Because you don't want to leave any doubt. You got to take care of this one at home. But yeah, I was thinking a lot about Golden State and where they are as a dynasty. They are a dynasty. You can't say they're not. But I mean, where do they compare with the Lakers and the Spurs and, I don't know, the Patriots? And I guess World Series champs, like, where do you go there? You know, as far as the dynasty since 2000. You know, I mean, you have, what? Boston. Boston's had three. How many have they had since 2000? Three? They had, or something like that. I when you put them in the mix, and if you want to go hockey, you know, you start looking at the Penguins, the Blackhawks. There's a lot of teams that have had, you know, been back to the dance and popped up a Stanley Cup or two. So a little more parity, I suppose, but maybe less at the same time, if that makes any sense. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Again, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I don't know, Jades, who's the greatest dynasty since 2000 in baseball then? You're the baseball guy. Is it Boston?
I'd say it's between Boston or the Giants, but the Giants was more of just like a teens flair.
They were just good, but they weren't, yeah.
They won three. They won in 2010, 2012, and 2014.
2014, okay.
They were the team to beat at that period. Now I think it's by far the Dodgers.
Right. Right. Well, the Dodgers could be a great dynasty. They just can't seem to live up to those expectations. How many World Series have they been to just in the last 5 years? They've been to three, haven't they? Or something like that?
Correct.
So, I mean, if they could win those, then you're talking about the Dodgers getting into that stage. And again, hockey is interesting because the Blackhawks have got to be considered, right? I mean, you had... When did they win their first... So, I mean, Pittsburgh and Chicago, they've got to be the ones. Pittsburgh won in 2009, Chicago in 2010, then Chicago in 2013, then Chicago in 2015. It's got to be Chicago or Pittsburgh, wouldn't you say? But who's that dynasty? The greatest, some of the greatest dynasties in 2000. And it's Golden State well on their way. We'll talk about more of that as we progress. I do think Golden State's going to get their fourth under this current dynasty, Steve Kerr and company. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. Let's get to what's on TV next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just go take care of business tonight if you're Colorado. Go sweep this thing. I don't care about rust and all that. I can only look at what's in front of you. And right now you have a game four in front of you. You have a chance to win and put them away and go and fight for a Stanley Cup, for your third Stanley Cup. I know a lot of people are talking about, well, what about the rust? I mean, is it going to be too fast if they take this thing? And then they're waiting way too long. I mean, it's until June 18th when they would actually play, when the finals would start. And I just say, no, go for it. Get this thing. Go at them. Take them down, dude. Just Frankie, make crazy stops again. Our Red Wing Shoes, Greeley and Johnstown Player of the Week. His first one. It's fun to see, man. It's fun to see what he was doing. I just think guys like Nathan MacKinnon, just go off tonight. Have yourself a game. Put this thing away. Maybe give Kadri that extra time where you're not worried about him not being in the roster. Maybe that thumb will heal up. And I don't know. I don't know. How long does it take? When is that? What does that process look like for a hockey player? Could he still play? It's 2 weeks away. So why not? Why not just go take care of this thing? Absolutely run the table against Edmonton, and away you go. The Avs are a goal and a half favorite tonight. My guy Clark Johnson, the voice of Preps Radio, and Clark of the Coach with Bruce Dick, saying, dude, I love that minus 1.5. I think the Avs are going to go up, and you're going to see this team pull their goalie with like 5 minutes remaining. So I'm going with Clark on this one, man. I think the Avs bust through this thing, and they get the sweep. And they handle the Edmonton Oilers by going 4-0 in this one. And they go on to the Stanley Cup Finals, where it should be an absolute chaotic series. So go get there. Leave no doubt. And then sit back, and we'll watch how the rest of this thing goes between the Rangers and the Lightning. That's going to do it for us. We got Betting Across America coming up next. I'll be curious to see where those guys stand on tonight's game. No Rockies today, thank goodness. They'll be back at it against San Francisco tomorrow. That'll do it for us. Wednesday night, we'll see Game 3 between Golden State and Boston. Good night, Northern Colorado.